Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong practitioner tells President Trump her story of persecution in China. Falun Gong rally in D.C. marks 20 years of resisting persecution. Minghui report, 2014 Falun Gong practitioners arrested for their faith in first half of 2019. Toronto, Canada. Candlelight vigil outside Chinese consulate commemorates those who have died in the persecution. Taiwan. Teachers and students from Taiwan Minghui School introduce Falun Dafa at Ali Mountain. And Germany, Netherlands, and New Zealand introducing Falun Gong at local community events. Now for the stories.
Falun Gong practitioner tells President Trump her story of persecution in China. Ms. Zhang Hua was among the 27 survivors of religious persecution from 17 countries who met with President Donald Trump in the Oval Office of the White House on July 17, 2019. The 27 survivors were in town to attend the Second Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom this week, which was held in the United States Department of State in Washington, D.C. on July 16 through the 18th. This was the first time that President Trump officially met with a Falun Gong practitioner at the White House since he took office in 2017. Ms. Zhang, 59, told the president about the persecution of her husband, Mr. Ma Zhenyu, who is currently serving a three-year term at Suzhou Prison in Jiangsu Province. Mr. Ma, 56, was arrested in September 2017 and sentenced to prison in June 2018 for writing seven letters to central government leaders to appeal for Falun Gong, as stated by the verdict. Ms. Zhang told the president that she is very worried about her husband. She knew another practitioner who was imprisoned for 3 years at the same facility. That practitioner vomited a lot of blood and died 2 days after being released. She urged the president to take solid action against China for the human rights abuses and the forced organ harvesting. During his opening remarks, President Trump expressed his solidarity to the survivors and reaffirmed his commitment to protect religious freedom. He said, "Each of you have suffered tremendously for your faith. You've endured harassment, threats, attacks, trials, imprisonment, and torture. Each of you has now become a witness to the importance of advancing religious liberty well around the world." U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also attended the conference. She had an hour-long discussion with former Congressman Frank Wolf, focusing on the human rights violations in China. In the discussion, Ms. Pelosi called the suppression of religious freedom in China a challenge to the conscience of the world. She said that if the United States is unwilling to call out China for its abuses of religious freedom, then it loses its ability to call out other countries for similar abuses.
Falun Gong rally in D.C. marks 20 years of resisting persecution. About 2,000 Falun Gong practitioners and supporters held a rally on July 18, 2019, on the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., calling for an end to the 20 years of persecution in China. The 20 years of peaceful resistance to the persecution is a story of nonviolence, wisdom, tenacity, and creativity, according to rally speakers. Freedom House credited Falun Gong practitioners' efforts as, quote, "giving energy to the work we here in Washington need to do." Many nonprofit organizations praised Falun Gong for providing hope and helping others who are not part of Falun Gong. 22 U.S. representatives sent letters of support to the rally. Condemning forced organ harvesting was another focus of the rally. Many speakers mentioned the work of the China Tribunal, which ended on June 17th, and concluded that in China, forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience has been practiced for a substantial period of time, involving a very substantial number of victims. This is the culmination of 2 decades of efforts, Alan Alder, executive director of Friends of Falun Gong, summarized as he opened the rally. In the days following the China Tribunal pronouncement, at least 100 reports were published by news outlets large and small all around the world. It was the speaker's consensus that while the U.S. Congress has passed 5 resolutions in 1999, 2002, 2004, 2010, and 2016, more work needs to be done. As the second annual Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom took place at the State Department, and the U.S. President met with religious persecution survivors, including Falun Gong practitioners, nonprofit organizations at the rally urged the U.S. government to impose global sanctions on Chinese officials involved in persecuting Falun Gong practitioners and committing other human rights abuses in China, and to enforce stricter penalties for China under the International Religious Freedom Act. Congressman Steve Chabot said, "The Chinese Communist Party is truly barbaric. Wrongful imprisonment, so-called re-education, brainwashing, really torture, forced organ harvesting, and murder are the tools they use to stifle the Falun Gong movement. Now they are doing the same things to Uyghurs. Such tactics have no place in a civilized society, yet they are commonplace in communist China."
Mingwei Report, 2014 Falun Gong practitioners arrested for their faith in first half of 2019. According to information compiled by the Mingwei website, 2014 Falun Gong practitioners were arrested and 1,369 were harassed for their faith during the first half of 2019. The arrest and harassment took place in 28 provinces and centrally controlled municipalities, Hebei, Sichuan, Shandong, Heilongjiang, and Liaoning are the top 5 provinces with the most practitioners targeted. Authorities in these 5 provinces have been actively carrying out the persecution policy during the past 20 years, and the persecution tally has been persistently high in these regions. An average of 336 practitioners were arrested and 228 were harassed each month. In this month, April 25th, was the 20th anniversary of 10,000 practitioners' peaceful appeal outside of the National Appeals Office in Beijing, who were arrested seeking the release of several practitioners unjustly arrested days before. This event became a politically sensitive date for the communist regime, and police often arrest practitioners on a large scale around this time every year. Several group arrests were reported across China this April. At least 271 practitioners over the age of 65 were targeted for their faith, including 81 practitioners over the age of 80. A total of 1,008 practitioners had their homes ransacked. 78 practitioners were extorted by the police for a total of over 1 million yuan, equivalent to approximately $157,000. Another 12 practitioners had their pensions suspended for not renouncing their faith. Police brutality during the arrests were prominent in the first half of 2019. One 82-year-old woman died in the police station following her arrest. Another woman with a medical condition died at home alone days after being harassed by the police. In addition to the tragic deaths, some practitioners were savagely beaten by the officers, resulting in physical injuries. One woman sustained brain damage and a heart problem after she was beaten for refusing to reveal her name and address. Another woman was force-fed with water by the officers who were trying to get a urine sample. She almost suffocated and had bruises and pain all over her body.
Toronto, Canada. Candlelight vigil outside Chinese consulate commemorates those who have died in the persecution. Falun Gong practitioners held a candlelight vigil in front of Toronto's Chinese consulate on July 13, 2019, to mark 20 years of persecution in China and to commemorate the practitioners who have lost their lives. The Chinese Communist Party officially initiated the persecution of Falun Gong on July 20, 1999, with a violent nationwide crackdown that continues to this day. Justin, who is the CEO of a creative advertising company in Toronto, came across the practitioner's vigil and sat down on the lawn to watch. He said he thought the vigil was meaningful and wished that more people knew about the persecution of Falun Gong. He said it is terrible that the CCP's persecution has lasted 20 years. He said that the CCP regime likes to struggle, which is in stark contrast to the peaceful practice of Falun Gong, and he feels that people will help to stop the persecution once they learn about it. A Chinese student from the University of Toronto passed by. It was his first time seeing practitioners holding a candlelight vigil. He said, "I fully agree with the information on the flyer. China does not equal the CCP. I have read a lot of news after coming to China that I could not see or hear about in China. The true information is censored." Miranda, a Chinese-Canadian who lives nearby, said she has seen Falun Gong practitioners' events many times. She said, "I know Falun Gong. The CCP is persecuting good people." She had also heard about the CCP's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. She commented, "This is terrible. This is the evilness of communism. I live in Canada and wish to help Falun Gong practitioners, especially those being persecuted in China." She signed a petition calling on the Canadian government to help stop the persecution. She encouraged practitioners to continue raising awareness until the persecution ends.
Taiwan. Teachers and students from Taiwan Mingwei School introduce Falun Dafa at Ali Mountain. During their summer break, students and their teachers from the Taiwan Mingwei School went to Ali Mountain on July 6th and talked to tourists about Falun Dafa. They also did the exercises and took a group photo to send their greetings to Master Li Hongzhe, the founder of Falun Dafa. Despite the drizzle, many tourists stopped to watch the practitioners demonstrate the exercises and were pleased to receive information about Falun Dafa and paper lotus flowers made by the practitioners. The practitioners also demonstrated the exercises and talked to people in front of Shuzhen Temple, a popular tourist spot at Ali Mountain. The young practitioners were happy to participate in the day's activities. Huang, a middle school-age student, began practicing Falun Dafa with her mother when she was in kindergarten. She said, "Cultivation helps me concentrate better, and that has improved my schoolwork. Also, I now remember to put others first in everything I do. I thank Master for giving me wisdom. I'm happy to be here, and I hope to let more people know about Falun Dafa." Mr. Hao Bingchen, an English teacher at the Niao Song National High School, brought his son and daughter to the activity. Bingchen began practicing Falun Dafa when he was in college 19 years ago. He said, "After I began following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, I found it was easy to let go of my attachments. When I place others' interests first, I've discovered the situation improves." We're here on our summer break to tell people about Falun Dafa. Many tourists from mainland China come here, and we'd like to clear up any misunderstandings they have. We also want them to know that the self-immolation on Tiananmen Square was staged. Hong Ching Shen, his wife, Jian Shufen, and their two sons started practicing Falun Dafa together. Miss Jian said her sons used to get sick often, but not as frequently after as they began practicing. Her youngest son was 4 when he began practicing, and she was amazed that he no longer needed to take any medicines. The couple noticed that everyone in their family got along better after they began following the principles of Falun Dafa. Ms. Jian added, "Participating in these activities gives us and our children an opportunity to tell others how wonderful Falun Dafa is. It's one way we can thank Master."
Germany, Netherlands, and New Zealand. Introducing Falun Gong at local community events. Falun Gong practitioners participate in local community events to introduce the practice and raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution. During these events, practitioners usually demonstrate the exercises, talk to people about the benefits of Falun Gong, and collect signatures from people who support Falun Gong and wish to condemn the persecution in China, especially the CCP's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from imprisoned practitioners. Events were recently held in Germany, the Netherlands, and New Zealand. Falun Gong practitioners in Dortmund, Germany, were invited to participate in a popular festival that highlights cultural diversity on July 6, 2019. They demonstrated the exercises on the festival stage. The audience warmly applauded when practitioners introduced this ancient spiritual practice and began doing the exercises. Many people stood up to get a better view of the demonstration. A mother and daughter stopped at the Falun Gong booth after the exercise demonstration. The daughter, a high school student, had written an article about China's human rights abuses. And asked about the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong. When she and her mother learned the extent of the brutality taking place in China, they were shocked and signed the petition to condemn the persecution. In Veenendaal, Netherlands, Falun Gong practitioners were invited to participate in the 500-year anniversary celebrations on July 6th. They demonstrated the exercises, and the Tang waist drummers performed on stage. They also had an informational booth to introduce the practice to the public. Many people were interested in Falun Gong and stopped by the practitioner's booth. The mayor also talked with practitioners and asked several questions about the CCP's persecution in China. In New Zealand, Falun Gong practitioners introduced the ancient spiritual practice at the Taupo Market on July 6th. As part of the day's events, they demonstrated the exercises, did the popular dragon dance, and had an information stand. Many people stopped by and asked about Falun Gong. Monica, the market coordinator, said, "I feel peaceful and serene when I pass by the Falun Gong booth." She said she sincerely appreciated the practitioners' participation in the market and hoped they would come back. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.